we serve. He keeps us day by day. And he has prepared for us a place not made by hands, but eternal in the heavens. Pray this prayer with me. Much as he had before. all his brothers and sisters and everyone who had known him before came and ate with him in his house, they comforted and consoled him with all the trouble the Lord had brought on him. And each one gave him a piece of silver and a gold ring. Verse 12 says this, the Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the former part. Amen. And I'm going to stop right there. You may be seated in the presence of our God. Tonight, I simply want to preach from the thought, the turning point. The turning point. To our deacons who are here, wave your hand, deacons, that we might meet you here. We have our deacons here. Amen. Our associate minister is here. That's right. The other one was traveling from Winston-Salem. We just got back ourselves from Winston-Salem. So we thank God for traveling grace and mercy. The turning point. Now, let's be honest. Let's be straightforward. Let's be real. All right? All of us have had a turning point in our lives. Now, I know what you're doing. You're observing me as I am observing you. I'm the new guy on the block. So you're already wondering if I'm preaching. And I'm wondering if you're going to pray. So if you pray, I'll preach you. If you say amen, I won't preach long.
Amen.
All of us have had a turning point where we were going in one direction, going in a bad way, but something got a hold of us. And it changed our minds. It changed our direction. And the Lord caught us just in time. Because if he had let us keep going, a lot of us would not be here tonight. If the Lord had let us keep going down the path we were going, oh, a lot of us surely would be in a church on a Wednesday night. If we keep this thing real, a lot of us probably would be dead and gone. Because of the lifestyles we used to live was detrimental to our health. Yeah, there are some drinkers in here tonight. There are some smokers in here tonight. There are some liars in here tonight. There are some midnight ramblers in here tonight. There are some shunkers and some jivers up in here tonight.
With the Lord.
The Lord knew Job and Job knew the Lord. shit. Joe, now let me ask you a question. And I'm going to probably stump a few of you because you're going to have to take this home and marry me on this. Can the Lord trust you enough to let Satan mess with you? His children, his cattle, his livestock, his property. what you do. You must have really ticked the Lord off of this. They begin to accuse him. They begin to ridicule him. They begin to make all these assumptions as to what Job must have done to cause this calamity to fall on his life. You see, I need you to understand that every storm that comes our way is not because we did something wrong.
Now, you got to do something as a friend. why the Bible encourages us to pray one for another. It does not say pray one about another, but pray one for another. Job prayed for his friend. The Lord accepted his prayer. But then the second thing that happened in this text was that after Job prayed, Bible says everything that he lost will be restored. This is the turning point. The turning point is we've got to learn to love when love is not always given. We got to pray one for another, even when they're not praying for you. And in order for us to experience God's turning point, we've got to be willing to lose it all. Watch this. You've got to be willing to lose it all so that God can restore you to a place you've never been before. Oh, y'all got to get this. Y'all got to get this. Listen to the text. The Bible says that when Job prayed for his friend, the Lord restored his fortunes, watch this, and gave him twice as much as he had before. Y'all get that? Now, I don't know about y'all, but twice sounds good. I would have been content with one, because a lot of us are content with one. But Lord, if I got an opportunity to get twice as much, you